Join us now, the Maple Toyota Hotline. He is from ESPN, MLB analyst and writer and insider, Tim Kirkjian, back on Overdrive. How you doing, Tim?
I'm well, fellas. How you doing?
Oh, we're very well up here in Toronto. I'm sure that is not surprising you, because on a daily basis, we're reading different stats that highlight how electric this offense is right now. And on top of it, you look at a game like Alec Manoah pitched last night, it's the best of both worlds. This team is on a heater right now. What do you make of the Blue Jays and how well they're playing?
Well, it's amazing. They're obviously the hottest team in baseball right now. They're the last team that anyone wants to face right now. They've won 15 out of 17. In the month of September, they've hit 36 homers and batted 330 as a team. We're almost halfway through the month. No team has ever had an average that high with that many homers through this kind of span in a month. It's been unbelievable what the Blue Jays have done. They also, as you know, swept the Yankees last week without the Yankees leading it all in the four-game series. The last team to do that was the 1924 Washington Senators. And then they scored 27 runs in four innings against the Orioles. No team since 1927 has ever scored 27 runs in any four-inning stretch. That has all happened in the last week for the Blue Jays. They are the most fun team in the game to watch, and right now they're the hottest team in the game, clearly.
Tim, what's your take on Vladdy? Everyone's take prior or leading up to this point is it's an unbelievable season. It's an unbelievable unbelievable output, but no matter what, Ohtani's your MVP, so he can continue being lights out, but it's just Ohtani's. Is that still the case for you?
I think Ohtani is still going to win the MVP. However, if, say, the Blue Jays make the playoffs, Vladdy Jr. wins Triple Crown, it's 51 home runs, or 50 home runs, I think he's definitely improves his chances greatly of winning the MVP. As you guys know, this is no longer the most valuable player. This is the Player of the Year award, and I don't think that's a good development, because I think valuable changes the look of the entire award. And I still, as a voter, and I'm 64 years old, I still give extra credit points. Did you get your team into the playoffs? And even though Vladdy's had an enormous amount of help with Marcus Semien and others, I think you can make a case for him to win the MVP if he wins the Triple Crown and they make the playoffs.
We're chatting with Tim Kirkjian of ESPN. I'm with you on that. And I get the impression like that snowball is starting to, you know, roll over, and a lot more people are jumping on that bandwagon, considering what the Jays are doing and the noise they're making at this point. But if they find a way to hold on to this and get into a one-game playoff, I think if it's set up the way they would like it to set up, I think Robbie Ray would get the ball in that game. But beyond that, I think it's more of a crapshoot than maybe anyone would have thought it would be. If Ray is not available for a one-game playoff, regardless of who they might play, Yankees, Sox, Mariners, Athletics, would you, if it were your call, Tim, would you hand the ball to Berríos, Ryu, or Manoah in that one-game playoff?
Well, first off, that is pretty stout threesome right there with the way those three have been throwing the ball. But I would take Ryu for this reason. We did him opening day this year, and he threw 20 changeups behind in the count. 20. That's really hard to do. It just shows you what a polished pitcher he is, which everyone knows that. But I would pick him, I think, first, just because he's not afraid of the big game. His stuff is so difficult to deal with, and the other two guys are great. You can't lose with the other two guys, but I would take Ryu first just because of his bigger game experience and his ability to keep people off balance as well as he does.
Argue your point, Hayes.
My argument would be leaning towards Manoah, and I'm going to use a Blue Jays reference, and I'd be curious to get your take on this, Tim, because I'm getting flashbacks of 15. Now, Ryu was a signing. David Price obviously was an acquisition via trade, but we're more talking about Berríos versus Manoah, and you could bring Ryu into the play here. But Berríos this year represents what Price represented in 15, and Manoah represents today what Marcus Stroman represented in 15. And if you can recall in the ALDS against Texas, they decided to pitch Price out of the bullpen in game 4 because they were going to go with Stroman in game 5 over Price. And I kind of get the impression like that's where it's going. I know it's a completely different regime, completely different people, completely different pitchers. But this Alek Manoah has got, he's got some buzz behind him. And he's got positive vibes, and he gets fired up. He reminds me of Stroman, completely different stature, literally and figuratively. But I love what he brings to the table here, Tim. And last night, he goes 8 strong, 10 Ks, no walks, 1 hit, the Tampa Bay Rays. He looks like he's ready for the big moment.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You make a very convincing argument here. I told you they have 4 options for that. It's
right.
Amazing. The Blue Jays have gotten to this point when at the beginning of the year, they really only had 1 option, and that was Ryu. Now they have 4. It's a tremendous spot to be in. But again, I'm just going to err on the side of experience. I love experience, and even though Alek Manoah's stuff is spectacular, it wasn't his first start. It wasn't his last start here, and I understand. I'm not afraid to pitch a young pitcher, but when all things are equal, I'll take the veteran guy, Ryu, in this case, but it's really close.
Where do you stand on Yankees versus Sox in terms of who has the best shot of putting it back on the rails, getting it back on the rails, and bringing it home and holding on to a playoff spot? Do you like the Yankees' chances or the Red Sox' chances more?
Well, I've counted the Yankees out about 3 different times this year, including yesterday at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they scored 5-6 runs and won 6-5. So I'm going to say the Yankees over the Red Sox, and I say that with very little confidence. I've just seen both teams go up and down so many times that Alex Cora brings that team back in somehow, and the Yankees' ridiculous roster still does stuff that just makes you shake your head in a good way. So I'm going to say the Yankees are going to hold on and play the Blue Jays in the wild card game, but I'm not kidding you. I changed my mind every single day on this. That's how beautiful this race is. I can't get my arms around it at all, which is what makes it so good.
Tim, we're going to get you out of here on this. It's not my favorite topic to talk about, but Trevor Bauer, I guess his suspension has gone through the entire season. Do you think we're ever going to see this guy play baseball again?
Well, again, that's an impossible question to answer. We still have to let the legal process take its course. My guess is, to try to answer your question, is I would not be surprised if we never see him pitch again. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there has to be logic in place that a lengthy suspension from Major League Baseball, no matter what happens in the legal process, is probably going to come. And I'm going to say, with the way this has played out, my guess is, with great hesitation, I would say today I don't think he's going to pitch again, but it's way too early to answer that question. We have to let Major League Baseball and the legal process completely take its course.
Well, on top of that, the hypothetical of all hypotheticals, if Trevor Bauer were still pitching, would the Dodgers have gone out there and acquired Max Scherzer?
I don't think so. And look at what Max Scherzer has done as a member of the Dodgers. That's absolutely ridiculous. He started 8 games. They've won them all. He's got a 0.88 ERA. No one has ever had a 0.8 ERA. 8.8 ERA in his first 8 starts for a new team in season like this. And now he, Buehler, Kershaw, and Urias represent a foursome that's even better than that Toronto foursome when all's healthy. That's how good
Come
the
on,
Dodgers
Tim.
Can be.
Come on, Tim.
We don't believe that, Tim. We don't believe that up here. We refuse to accept that knowledge. Great stuff as always. It's going to be an incredible stretch run. Enjoy it, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Tim.
Okay, guys, see ya.
There he is, Tim Kirkchen of ESPN, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It's time to Toyota. Discover your next Toyota hybrid at Maple Toyota. Come see why Maple Toyota is the best place to get yours. Visit Maple Toyota right next to Wonderland. So Kirkchen just ran off three mind-boggling stats that the Jays have established over the last couple of weeks. Feels like a pretty quality poll question, so the grappler, you can fire this up. Which one is more impressive? Either more impressive or which one are you more proud of if you're a Blue Jay fan? Sweeping the Yankees at Yankee Stadium in which the Yankees never led once, something that has not happened since 1920. The current stats in September that we have listed off multiple times today, where they have 36 home runs in 13 games and they're batting .331 as a team, something that has never happened in Major League Baseball, or 27 runs in four innings against the Orioles, also something that's never happened in modern-day baseball. Yankees of those three stats, which one sticks out?
Yankees all day long. The magnitude of the moment, being in New York, and it wasn't just a three-game series. It was a four-banger.
Right.
Right? So four in the Bronx, I mean, that's a slam dunk that that's the answer to the question.
I think you're right. I think because it's the Yankees, right? If it was Diamondbacks, if it was the Marlins, it's still impressive. But it's New York, it's the Yankees, it's at the Bronx. You spanked them from pillar to post. They never had a lead. They were chasing the game throughout the whole series. So I think that's number one. I think number two will be the gaudy stats in Baltimore, although maybe
the runs. Well, the runs, like it's crazy.
27 runs in four innings. Now it's Baltimore, right?
But still, I mean,
but shout out to Gary Thorne.
Exactly. But like he's had enough, and he had enough of watching
that
nonsense.
Can you imagine Jerry Thorne if he was on the call like near the end of the season for those games against Toronto?
Oh,
I've had enough.
They hung 11 on the board. In the second night of the double or the second game of the doubleheader, and like 22 in it. Imagine Jerry Thorne, calling 22 runs for the opponent.
For the love of gracious, come on,
come on.
Gotta be tough.
He's losing his mind.
Got to be tough. Yeah, because this other stat that is just incredibly cool and impressive. It's such a like an arbitrary, you pick a date and it's this number and the only team to do this. You know what I mean? Like that's such modern day sports where first team to ever do this and that time before it got dark out. It's like, okay, that's a great stat, like incredibly impressive. But the other ones are bold. Never having anything but the lead at Yankee Stadium for four games. Like that's number one, and 27 runs in four innings against the Orioles. Those are stats that will stick around for a long time, you would have to believe.
I think so, absolutely. Right. But like it just, either way you slice them, all three of them that you said are insane. Like just the
crazy,
the type of month they're having. Like Gurriel alone, like I wasn't sure where you're at with him. Like I didn't love
him. He's inconsistent.
He's not my favorite player on the team, put it that way. Like I think there's others ahead of them, obviously with Vladdy and. You know, I just I look at it, but he's just on a heater like no other.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, Scotty Mitchell tweeted that out earlier, that Gurriel has a 1079 OPS since October 1st. And he posted that if you ignore the first 6 weeks of the season, which, again, very arbitrary, 6 weeks, we'll get rid of that, then we'll start the clock. He has a slash line of 320, 371, 548. Like that's a 950 OPS, 17 bombs, 368 plate appearances. Like that's high quality production. That's like what you're gonna get out of Teoscar Hernandez. Like that's the amazing thing is you have Vladdy at the top, and then you've got a run of Semien, Bo, Teoscar, and Gurriel right now. Four other guys who are just going to crush you. Like they're so locked in right now. And Springer's like the wild card.
Yeah.
Guy who's in and out of the lineup with injuries. Who could easily be the hottest hitter on this team if he decided to be? To say nothing of Al's brother Kirk and what he brings to the table. So
it's true.
Yeah, it's they're absolutely on fire. Yet dealing with the kiss of death tonight because Al's brother likes the Jays on the money line. So
absolutely.
We will get Al's brother back in studio. I'm assuming he's still in there. I'm sure he's not happy with us. Because although we didn't make the picks, what do you want me to do? You know, I was subjected to the Raiders plus 3.5 last night.
I'll tell you what, he better be careful because I've had a bunch of people send in resumes. And I mean, they're probably making it up.
Resumes.
But they're sending me in, this is what I did last weekend, get me to take Al's brother's place. I'm like, it's tempting, man. This guy's got to wake up and get better. Yep. And like I said, I'm on his team, and generally I agree. But this is his deal. This is what he claims to be good at. And I follow along. He's got to be the guy.
He's got to be the guy. And to put it into perspective, Jacob just sent this tweet in. All right, so the Grappler posted on our Twitter account, at Overdrive1050, asking the question that we just posed. Which is a more impressive stat? Sweeping the Yankees in a four-game set, Blue Jays' current September stats, 27 runs in four innings, and Jacob responds with, what will be most impressive is if they can beat Al's brother's curse and win tonight. More impressive than any other stat is if the Jays can find a way to win tonight with Al's brother supporting their cause.
I just don't see it happening.
It's my favorite line. It's my favorite line.